engagement will like quintuple, right? Your engagement quintuples. And what happens when your engagement goes up? What does Facebook do to that post? That's right. When your engagement goes up on a post, it shows it to more people, right? Okay, those are great tips. Excellent tips. So ask questions. Okay. So now, how do you go out and extend your reach? Now we're talking about building your network. One of the things you want to do is join local neighborhood. If you're local, if your business is local, what percentage of you guys in here are your target market is local? Raise your hands. Okay, all but a few. All right. So if you're local, go and join local Facebook groups and pages and interact with people. When you interact with those people, guaranteed, they're probably going to be local people, right? When you're in a group, your objective is just to get to know people and expand your network of local friends. So I typed in here, Friendswood groups. I'm from Friendswood, Texas. Friendswood groups. Look at all the groups. Okay, first, my groups come up. just groups I'm a part of. And then there are other groups. Like, I'm not a... Is that my picture in Friendswood High School class of 2020?
Yeah, that's mine.
Oh, I'm like, what? That's right, we're both on that profile. I've never joined that group. All right. Here's League City Friendswood virtual garage sale. You'll have like swap and shops and garage sales and neighborhood watches. Those are like the most popular local groups. And there will be, look, 2,000 members. Friendswood's a small town. 2,000, 1,500. This one, 21,000. 21,000 of local people. You know what I would do? This is just off the top of my head. Is I would hire somebody off of freelancer.com. I would go to Freelancer. And what I would do is I would have them go into that group and go to each person and find people that have like over 800 friends. And I would tell them, you know, put it in a spreadsheet. Okay, why would I do that? Okay, so you said the word, because they're influencers, right? If the person who's local, who's got more than 800 friends, then they probably are influential in some way, shape, or form in your local area. who are the people you really want to get to know? Influencers, right? You want to maximize your time, so you want to become good friends with influencers. So here's a little tip. This is something you got to write down because I don't have it here. I use freelancer.com. Hire somebody from Thailand for like $100 and tell them to go to each person in that 2,000 member group, each person. And actually you can just tell them, I want the number of friends each one of these people has. There might even be some software out there that does that. I don't know. But that's what I would do. For $100, wouldn't that be worth it? If you found out some of the most influential people in that group? And then what do you want to do? Then you want to start getting to know them a little bit. This is how you become the influencer of influencers. This one strategy right here. Freelancer, I hire people off of Freelancer all the time. This one that has 21,000 members, holy cow. I don't know. It'd be worth it to me to pay $500 to somebody to go through every single one of them, create a spreadsheet of how many friends they have and what their profile link is so that I could go look at them. And then you just sort it to the ones that got the highest amount of friends. If they've got like 4,000 friends, I don't know, that's kind of iffy because you know that 4,000 of those friends, a lot of them are not in your local area. I would go in the range of maybe 800 to like 1,200 friends, then there's a high probability